Today is Thursday, November the 19th, 320th day of the new year, kind of as our custom has been so far with Mr. Van Fleck and with everybody else this month. Turkey or ham for Thanksgiving?
Turkey, gobble, gobble.
Okay. Well, we've had a couple guys say ham. We just want to make sure we keep our eye a little bit closer on those folks.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
All right.
There's something just not right about ham for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not kosher.
The thought crossed my mind.
Oh, joining us this morning is Mr. Van Fleck from the Eureka City Schools, and he brought along a buddy again.
I did. I brought along our school resource officer, Officer Chris Jenkins.
Good morning.
Really, is your school resource officer? Is that, it's not cop on campus or Chris the cop or something really cool?
Well, I'm sure there's all kinds of names for Officer Jenkins out there.
Some can't be repeated.
but the official title is school resource officer.
All right. Our quote this morning. Sir, you found one.
I did. So this one I thought was fitting. In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock. Thomas Jefferson.
And if you are a principal?
Principal, P-A-L.
look to see where the wind is?
No, be a pal. You know.
I see. Okay, fine. Oh, well, certainly in the past, even the Eureka in Humboldt County schools have had issues with, and going back as far as you want to go, guns. Okay, now when we were all growing up, guns meant you were going hunting after school or you went hunting before school.
Yeah, and everybody had the gun rack in the back window with the guns.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was
there,
not anything
right
goofy.
Right.
Okay. Fishing. Yeah, I mean, you could put a fishing rod on there, and it would have had the same amount of emotional connection.
Yes.
But somewhere in the 70s, things kind of started going a little squirrely. I can remember going through Eureka High, and Dean of Students, I think, was the title at the time. Locker searches, and they were finding knives and handguns and things like that. Something had changed from the 60s to the 70s. Is your concern that there's weapons on campus, or is there other things that have also changed that necessitate Chris or one of his compadres being on campus?
Well, of course, my concern is always the safety of students, whether that involves weapons or fighting or anything like that. But I would say that that is not the primary reason that Chris is on campus. From my perspective and from the school board's perspective and from the high school principal's perspective, and I just want to reiterate that it's just not Eureka High School. It's across the district that works for us.
Yeah,
but from their perspective, it's more of a proactive stance where we're talking about creating that relationship with the police department. And also, if there ever is an incident, which we all don't want, we have the response streamlined. So there is somebody that knows the students already. There is somebody that knows the staff already and can be much more effective at handling a potential situation that could happen, because we all know you never know.
Now, Chris, you don't look to me like a lunch lady.
No.
However, if you dressed up the way Farley did, you might be there. I mean, is that the kind of, do you get squirrely like that with the kids so they can have fun and they see you as Chris, the guy who happens to be a police officer? Or do you try to keep that distance so that there's more of that formality?
No, I don't want the distance. I want them to know my name, and I know their name. As Mr. Van Vleck said, it's more of a positive thing than it is a negative.
So you don't even know the song, and you don't do the dance?
No.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19. Another dream shattered. We'll be back.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Van Fleck and Officer Chris Jenkins from EPD. Chris, what is your feedback when you know you're doing the job, when there's a, not the reason that Fred says that you have to be there, but that you know things are kind of falling in place, stuff is making sense, day well done.
When kids aren't afraid to come up and say hello, that's when you know you're being accepted there. Kids aren't afraid to walk up to you in high school and say, you know, talk to you in front of all their peers. That's something that it's a pretty big deal for kids to do. They don't see police officers or law enforcement officers in that role most of the time. Most of the time it's on the other end. The SRO position is one in that it needs to be different than other law enforcement positions. You need to be accessible to everybody. You need to have that one-on-one connection with them.
Well, you probably have it a double whammy. You're probably somebody's dad.
I am.
Okay, so now it's like talking to a parent plus badge.
That's true.
You know, I know that was one of the things when Arcata started and John was the campus cop. You know, he was almost about their age.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, it's tough to have a real strong authority position when, you know, you went to school with their older brother and sister and they know you that way too. So how do you keep that distance, or does that even matter?
Doesn't matter. You know, I had a daughter that graduated last year. I have a daughter that's a sophomore now. And it's knowing, she knows she can come up to me anytime. Kids come in and out of my office all day long. And going to the other schools, to the middle schools and the elementary schools. The elementary schools are fun.
That's what I would think. The little guys probably, they want to touch the microphone and, you know, make the lights go on and, you know, kind of like a field trip.
Yeah. The elementary schools are a blast. We did laps for licorice at Alice Burney last week. And the cars were there and the fire department was there. And they were crawling constantly through the back of my car. And
looking for the licorice?
No, they had to run laps for those.
If they only realized what had happened in the back of his car at times.
I did not tell them
that. Yeah.
But their curiosity just, it never ends. They're always pointing, what's this? What's this? You know, what's this? And, oh, I know what this is.
The toolkit on your belt.
The toolkit, yeah, my tool belt. And then they're surprised by a lot of things, you know, and they're surprised, you know, and they say, you have a gun, you know, and then they're surprised when I tell them that, you know, I don't really like guns. They scare me. And they kind of look at you. Wait a minute. Well, you have one. Yeah, but they still scare me.
So are you having to unwind the video game mentality at all with the kids and the movies and the cartoon? Well, not cartoons, but those types of things that are out there in the mainstream media all the time?
Try to. We're never going to get it. I mean, they're just blasted with that stuff every day. There's new ones come on the market every day, and they're just getting more and more violent. So this is so they can see that, you know, in elementary school, they can see I can go to a police officer, and it's not going to be a bad thing. It's not going to end up in a bad result for me. And if we start there, then when they get to middle school, they can see the same thing.
Is the junior high the most challenging of the three, or is high school?
They're all challenging in their own way. You know, the
okay,
kids,
keeping the little guys out of the back seat. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's different level of challenge.
Middle school, they're starting to think that they're kind of feeling a little bit invincible. They're starting to grow up a little bit. They're starting to push the limits with their parents, and their parents are pushing back. They're kind of in that area where, how far can I do this and get away with it before, you know, something really happens to me?
So do you serve as an intermediary or another foil that they can play with to see where the limit is?
Kind of seems both at sometimes. They'll try and use me as how far I can get before I step in, before they call me. And then once I show up, sometimes that'll be the end of it. Sometimes it won't. Then they'll want to push it a little bit further. But that's not where we go. You know, we want to keep it on, you know, if I get there, they'll know me from middle school or from elementary school, and they'll go, oh, Jenkins is here. You know, it's all good. Okay.
Do you have a long-term assignment with this?
I do. I've been there for 6 years, and I just got re-upped for another 3 years. So And I don't want to
faked
get
him
out.
Faked him out again, huh?
I don't want it to get out, but I have the best job in the whole department. So
I would think that that would be one of the cooler ones. Fred, when you're looking at the budget, because I know that there's some assistance with that, how do you judge whether Chris or wannabe Chris is doing the job? What's your feedback loop that this makes sense?
Well, I would say straight off, the way it works is we actually pretty close to split the position with the city. City pays a portion, we pay a portion. We probably pay just a touch under half of what it actually costs to employ a resource officer. And I think, just from my perspective as a superintendent, given this day and age, it's a no-brainer. To me, on whether or not we have a resource officer, so there is no.
But you want to be sure that, you know, that Chris is doing what everybody is hoping is not the process, but the result.
The problem with saying that though is it's really intangible.
Well, sure, because, you're trying to prove a negative,
right? Exactly.
Gosh, something from geometry stuck.
So,
oh, crud.
Yes. So
that's disturbing.
The thing that I would say, though, that's a little bit different as far as my perspective is the resource officer position is really who is in the position. I was a high school principal for years, and I've had all sorts of resource officers, from the resource officers that were seasoned to resource officers that were out there that just wanted to bang heads and arrest people. And so there's a very big difference between the way those two react on a high school campus.
And Chris is the better of the two options.
That would be correct.
Okay, good. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this today, with Fred and his friend. Chris, before the break, we talked about what Fred is looking for from an officer on campus.
Yes.
What do you look for from a principal or a superintendent to tell you that things are going properly?
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
Just the support. Just the support of being there. And when we make a decision, whether it's a discipline decision or a legal decision, that it's backed, that we're not questioned on it. And we've had that since I started here.
The support from
everybody,
the system, so to speak,
from the superintendent down to the principals, to the assistant principals, all the way down the line.
Does the school board get involved at all?
So the school board gets involved from the budgeting perspective on whether or not we budget the position.
But not a day-to-day
kind of thing. No, not from a day-to-day perspective. I wanted to kind of add on a little bit more thought to what I talked about. Is it's really important that a resource officer not be someone who just wants to arrest everybody. Because, we've all been
jaywalking is so prevalent. I mean, you could spend forever on that one, right?
We've all been pulled over by the person who we think just wants to write everybody a ticket or whatever that might be. That's not what we're looking for in a resource officer. It's important to have somebody that can go out there and encourage the children or the students or the young men or young women, whoever it happens to be or whatever age level it is, to not do it again. And arresting that person doesn't necessarily need to happen. There's so many avenues that you could go down short of arresting a student. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about Officer Jenkins and his style, is that he really wants to be, number one, proactive with the students. And then when the proactivity doesn't work, rely on that relationship that he's built with the students so he can work with them to get a result so they don't do I don't know how else to put it, the dumb thing that they did again.
So, Chris, when you're, let's say we have the young Fred who's okay. Somehow gotten your attention.
Okay.
Oh, strolls down memory lane.
This one doesn't involve a pig. You're okay. So as you're looking at the situation, you try to do it one-on-one.
Correct.
Okay. for whatever reason, Fred is pig-headed and decides that perhaps your opinion isn't necessarily a universal opinion of the situation, and he butts heads with you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you assign him duties? Can you assign him detention? What options are there for you to help encourage compliance if the relationship isn't strong enough?
Not so much assign, encourage. I'd rather use encourage.
Sure.
We have different options we can use. We can bring in other people. I mean, if the student and I aren't seeing eye to eye on something, doesn't necessarily mean I'm always right. I mean, I make mistakes every day as well. I can bring somebody in that may be looking at it with a fresh eye. When it comes down to the very end of it, if something needs to be done, then I'll have to make that decision, whatever that decision's going to be. But I'd rather get feedback from everybody that I work with, because we work as a team in the schools. Everybody works as a team, for everybody from the administration down to the counselors. So the more people we have working on a problem, the chances are we're going to get a better resolution from it.
And the lunch lady?
That too.
All right. We don't want to leave her out.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah. You never know where the mashed potato ball might end up. Fred, looking at the culture, looking at the Humboldt County culture, meth, drugs are very common.
Yeah.
I mean, ubiquitous might be almost soft-pedaling a little bit. Certainly, yes. There have got to be issues on all of the campuses, unfortunately, whether it's elementary school or high school, anywhere USA, Humboldt County, certainly Eureka, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
How do you wrap that one in? Because you've got underage. Correct. You're trying to change the behavior modification part. Mm-hmm. You really would like to be able to get at the root of this thing if you can. Mm-hmm. But you still have got the ed code that says, well, you can't do this, can't do that, parents have to be involved. All those types of things all swirling in this matrix as well. Is drug prevention, drug apprehension, one of the things that both of you guys are looking to accomplish?
So I'll start from my perspective. The thing that's really interesting about the drug culture is the drug culture has permeated our culture from stem to stern in California. And one of my biggest pet peeves when I was a high school principal was the parent that showed up and said, my child got involved in drugs at XYZ high school, so I pulled him out of that high school and I'm bringing him to your high school now to get him away from those drugs. Guess what? Soon as that kid gets right into our high school, he goes back and finds the same group of friends, because we have that same group at each and every one of our high schools across the state. And so the thing that's out there is we have kids that are involved in the drug culture. But at the same time, the vast majority of children that we have going through our schools are absolutely not involved in the drug culture. The thing that's the saddest to me are the students that want away from the drug culture. They come to school in kindergarten, first grade, just reeking like marijuana. And it's not because they're smoking marijuana.
They're living in it.
They're living in it.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest concern to me. And let's be real. Children learn from their parents. And what they see in their home life at home is a lot of times what they grow up around and what they turn to as they get older. And that's concerning to me. And we need to work really hard to break that cycle. And we do a lot of those things. And that's part of what Chris's responsibility is when I talked about not just arresting students, it's working to break the cycle.
Toughest thing you can do is to tackle that one?
Yeah. I mean, the last thing I want to do is detain or arrest kids. That's honestly not what law enforcement is for. We're here to problem solve, whether it be a street cop or whether it be an SRO. We're here to help people solve their problems. We're not here to arrest people. We're not here to hurt people. If we can find a problem or a solution for a problem, then that's what we're supposed to be doing. So working with the kids to educate them on drugs and the harm that they do, you know, whether it's marijuana or pills or whatever it is, you know, marijuana in a child's hands is not okay under any circumstances. Their brains aren't functioning well enough to handle that. So,
and I'd be willing to bet that Chris would agree with me on this. The best chance we have to break that cycle is keep them in school.
Yep.
Not to put them in jail.
That's not the place for him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not let him go home. Different topic, eh? KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Fred Van Vleck and Officer Chris Jenkins.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to talk shop this very morning with Chris Jenkins and Fred Van Fleck. Guys, with the stuff that's out there, the line? I know if it's SVU, ripped from the headlines of today's. Okay, with the cop involved shootings, and whether it's locally we see it, whether it's nationally we see it, is there a lot of discussion about that? Do they bring you into current events class or civics or one of the contemporary history classes, Chris, and have you talk or at the junior high level if it's, you know, whatever the history class is? Do you get a chance to talk and are you sensing the kids' concerns or are they even paying attention to this stuff?
No, they are paying attention. And yes, I do go into the classes sometimes. And they ask for talks. They want to know what's going on, you know, and sometimes you can't say what's going on. For obvious reasons.
Oh, for a local.
Yeah, for local things. You can't say what's going on. And some things, we just don't know. But yeah, they do have me into classrooms. But more often than that, the kids will just come up and want to talk. And that's where I think that it's gone so far, at least with me, that we've got that relationship that they can come and talk and ask questions and know that if I can't tell them anything, I'm going to tell them that. Because one thing I try never to do is lie to the kids. I won't do that.
Well, I would think confidence. If you display confidence about something that's not involving them, there's a higher likelihood that there's going to be confidence that you're going to hold their confidence is pretty close
exactly.
to you, too.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what, if they can't have confidence in me, then I've lost. So,
Fred, what do you see down the road? Do you see more Chris's? I mean, would you like to have two?
Well, sure. We'd love to have more than one because.
Not the evil twin.
We'd love to have more than one. And the reason that we'd love to have more than one is because get out of more campuses, more positive contact with the students, because the reason that he's here is for that positive contact. It's not for, sometimes it happens, but the primary reason is not for that negative contact. And the more positive contact we can have, the better it is for the students, the better it is for those relationships. But there comes a point where you've got to balance a budget and you've got to make it work. And having multiple resource officers doesn't always fall into that picture. I feel very fortunate that we've been able to partner with the city and partner with the Eureka Police Department to make this position real, because we couldn't do it on our own. I don't think they could do it on their own. And the partnership creates this great thing to make this thing happen.
50% of your time at the high school? A third of your time? How's that allocated out?
Probably about 50%, and then the rest in the middle schools. Probably 60%, and the rest in the middle schools and elementary schools.
Is speeding still the big deal at Eureka High?
It's one of the issues. Okay.
The students have yet to figure out that my office points right to the parking lot where they like to go in there in front of the gym and do their donuts and all those other things. So,
yeah, I would suspect there could be an opportunity for you to give a little real life experience to them, huh?
Yeah, I've had occasion to
go visit.
Give a phone call to Officer Jenkins with a license plate number.
Oh, gee. Yeah, particularly the personalized plates. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug some of you. See you then.